Everybody, we're doing something really different, so bear with us. It's going to be an interesting show. We're doing a simulcast going out through two stations at the same time live, which has been quite a journey just getting hooked up right now. We're going to do something totally different this time because we haven't done a live broadcast, so we can answer questions, and we have a lot of questions out there, so be sure and shoot your questions into the live chat or BBS, and we'll try to answer as many as we can. I wanted to cover a lot of things. People kept asking me, you know, James, you want to hear what's going on the planet. And so we're going to get your take. And so here it is. I'm going to do a little disclaimer before I start. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. And I believe a council of multicultural grandmothers would best suit the leadership of this planet. I'm a researcher, and I'm seeking truth no matter where that path takes me. Excuse me. I was told once there's always a lie in belief. And so we must look at everything with a fresh mind, absent of any social programming. And that is what I'm going to work on bringing you today. And knowing that, you know, we're all programmed to one degree or another, some of us a little less than others, and some of us that have not been in the soup and have been going within have a lot less programming than others. So I'm going to see if I can bring you that connection. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the CoV, you know, and needs to be done. Every year, according to health experts, you know, they say 70 to 90,000 people die of the flu. And, you know, and so this is this last thing we went through is much less virulent, you know. So, and, you know, turn to your partner and ask yourself, you know, who died of the flu this year? You know, you're hardly going to know anybody. Now, there's another thing, too, pneumonia. You know, lots of people die of pneumonia every year. You know, according to Ted Kennedy's research, 1 to 2,000 people die of the flu, and you know, about 1 to 2,000 actually die of the flu, and the rest are dying from pneumonia. Now, pneumonia can be the onset of pneumonia can come from many, many different things, not just one thing. And so, we need to cover that. So, a lot of the CoV deaths were, you know, blown entirely out of proportion with monetary inspired misdiagnosis. You get $19,000 bonus if you go ahead and say, okay, yeah, this guy's got the CoV, you know, and I'm going through some paperwork here just to get my facts straight. And then you get $39,000 for putting them on a respirator. So, you know, what was amazing that all the other causes of death statistically seemed to go away. Parachute does, an open shark attack, stroke, heart attack, you know. All these guys seem to die of the CoV, you know, so we don't know where these numbers are. So, I mean, there's so much misinformation. You don't know what's true and what's not true. And that's the main thing. Keep an open mind that maybe the information you're getting isn't true, you know, because there is a lot of social engineering behind this. So the latest outbreak has shown to be quite virulent, but a paper tiger. As far as being lethal, people who have died of the CoV in most cases are over 80 with compromised immune systems or severe pre-existing health challenges. We did not lock down businesses, force people to stay indoors, you know, with other flus, which in fact were more virulent and deadly, nor was anyone forced to wear masks. Proven to be very inefficient, creating hypertension due to oxygen deprivation, stressing, and lowering one's immune system. So that was counterproductive. Sunshine kills CoV, you know, almost instantly. Salt water does too. So let's close the beaches, you know, pack people indoors, compromise their immune system, force them to wear masks, not allowing the herd immunity to take effect. You know, this turned out to be a total fail. Other countries who did not lock down had fewer deaths and are now back in business. So in other words, it's been a total fail. Okay, so now this is a really interesting statistic. In Republican governed states, there was about 7,000 deaths, you know, according to their numbers. Now in Democratic states, over 70,000, that's 70,000 versus 7,000. So some states, mostly Democrats, forced rest homes and homes to the elder to take in the CoV patients, the people most vulnerable, you know. And so this goes into population control. Hey, Doug, shut off your mic. So problems of a simulcast anyway. But so, you know, is this a population program playing out? You know, what would be the logic in making such a decision? You know, who's behind that group decision? So that's what we need to ask. You know, is there a group decision being made? Is there a force behind this? And what is that force? And let's follow to the top. Okay, here's some more news coming in from the Italian Ministry of Health, which it went against the WHO orders not to do autopsies, the World Health Organization. They found a bacteria, not a virus, that created thrombosis. This explains why people were suffering symptoms that resembled altitude sickness. This bacteria was activated by 5G, which I get in trouble for saying, which explains why the outbreaks began at the same time 5G was activated. Why does the activated 5G map look almost exactly like the new COVID outbreak map? You know, we have to ask that question. The way to combat and cure the epidemic, according to the Italian Ministry of Health, was through using aspirin and Apromax, antibiotics and anti-inflammatories. So people were sent home shortly after this protocol. You know, they have the cure. These treatments have been around for 70 years, proven safe and easily obtainable, all given the seal of approval from the FDA. So here's a newsflash. Why would the president be taking hydroxychloroquine, you know, if it was not safe and effective? Do you think he's not advised by some of the best doctors on the planet? Do you think he'll get vaccinated knowing the consequences and history of vaccines? The CoV originated in Wuhan, China, where a lab funded by Fauci was working on gain of function, making these chimeras, they're creatures that they created, laboratory altered virus and bacteria, extremely virulent. These labs were shut down in America and other countries due to the extreme hazards of something getting away and starting a global pandemic. Why did Fauci fund the research in China knowing it was forbidden in America and other countries? You know, so, you know, Fauci, who also stands to make millions, you know, as does Gates and other organizations like the CDC, who, as a private organization, actually own the patents of these viruses and the vaccines. So there you go. Follow the money, folks. You know, that's the name of the game. Any detective will tell you that. These same characteristics behind the proposed forced vaccinations, vaccine cards, the same characters are behind the proposed forced vaccinations, vaccine cards, and database, where the goal is you cannot attend any event, travel, fly, take a public transportation without a card. The vaccines are of the past are toxic, detergents, thimerosal, mercury, aluminum, other dangerous biologicals causing a plethora of reactions and severe health consequences. Autism has affected over 70 million people now. And researchers are saying it's a direct result of the over-vaccinated population. You know, that's where it's coming from, with all the metals or heavy metals. You know, people who had previous flu shots had over a 30% plus higher chance of getting or testing positive for the CoV. You know, they also want to put a chip in the vaccines. You know, the disease profiteers are not legally an arm's length away, have extreme vested interest in profiting immensely on these pandemics. Yet they are setting the protocols, rules, and regulations controlling the narrative. So what's wrong with this picture? You know, again, follow the money. That's all you have to do. So my question is, you know, the real reason for the epidemic, the mishandling of the epidemic, the hype which destroyed the economy, infringed on people's rights, some decisions resulting in pain, suffering, and death, suicide, spousal abuse, increase in drug and alcohol use, all increased due to heavy handed mishandling, you know, of the epidemic. So anyway, could there have been another agenda, an incredibly well-planned attempt to inject global dominance into every aspect of our lives? You know, follow the money. You know, that's the goal. Just follow the money. You'll find out what's going on here. So now I'm going to get into the riots, you know, and the protests. And this is really important. And So anyway, I was told if I did not agree with Black Lives Matter that I had to defriend anyone who sent me the post. And, you know, and I asked in each case, do I have to pick a color? Upon which, in most cases, I was immediately defriended. So I guess they have no sense of humor there. But, you know, it's like I think all lives matter, as most people do. And I can go further than that. My grandmother and great grandmother were Native Americans. So why can't I say Red Lives Matters? You know, I had a past life as a slave. Does that count? You know, not to mention living a couple Mexican lives. I have full memory of those. Come to think of it, I have been almost every race on the planet. I was born again and again with full memory. You know, I guess I need to separate and divide myself so I can hate and war upon all the incarnations of myself. Now, here's a reality check. You're a soul that came from God, Creator, Great Spirit. And this is one of many multicultural meat suits you've worn. You know, all lives matter. Universal law matters. Being kind to all Creator's children matters. Violent marches against violence still produce the same outcome. Again, those peacefully protesting, I fully support, but obviously they were used as shields by those with a different agenda. And so we're going to go more into that agenda. And people need to take a look at this. So protests are valuable. It's a right in America. You know, where else but America can you protest without, you know, ending up, you know, as long as it's peaceful, you know, without ending up in the brute squad coming after you or whatever else. So anyway, you know, violence against another, especially parties not involved in the act, is not a right. You know, this includes burning down their houses, their businesses, causing harm and death. Going into a neighborhood, rioting, destroying businesses, homes, apartment buildings, many of which were owned by African Americans and employed and housed African Americans, you know, how does this fit into any agenda? You know, I don't get it. And then you make a statement, black lives, you know, black businesses, black jobs, the extreme hardship caused by closing down businesses they depend on to survive. You know, you're saying that doesn't matter. That's a statement you're making. You know, your rage has no boundaries and it doesn't matter who you are. You don't matter. I mean, that's a statement you're making. So anyway, you know, I'm saying the only thing that matters is your misplaced rage, which is being used to manipulate you. I heard statements, we are going into the suburbs and take back what is ours. Where's the logic? Does the world owe them something? Is that not a sense of entitlement? Maybe even black privilege? You know, it's like, you know, come on, guys. The separation game is being used against you. But, you know, they say you're white. You don't understand. Logic has no color. You know, neither does character. So character transcends all colors, all races, all cultures, you know, so does logic, you know, base logic, you know, and that's how I'm looking at this from using base logic, transcending all these cultural and religious boundaries and trying to see it with a fresh mind. But anyway, you know, I want to talk about forgiveness. You know, it's a powerful tool. It frees you, allows you to get on with your life, create a different future. When you forgive others, you free yourself. The karma returns to the one who has broken universal law. This I do understand. I understand how the dark forces use your wounds and traumas against you, locking you into revenge, anger, hate, and more violence, an endless loop. It is evil genius. Enslave the masses and redirect their anger at the very people trying to free them, thus becoming the savior, when in fact you're the origin of the problem. So problem, reaction, solution is their modus operandi. They create the problem, divert the blame using the lamestream media, and profess to be the saviors or the solution. They create an army of useful idiots to carry out their agendas, fighting for the very people that suppressed and enslaved them. Yes, there's been oppression. There's been discrimination. And let's not forget the words of the global elite, you know, Soros-sponsored Democratic politicians. Never let a good crisis go to waste. It's like suiting up for battle against tyranny in complete ignorance of the tyrannical leader behind you, completely unaware that you've been socially engineered to do his bidding, you know, which will eventually end in your own demise. And that's basically what's going on. That's the end story right there. You know, just cut to the chase. I mean, I'll go further, but that's the main thing. You know, you need to know who, you know your enemy, basically. So this is the most important matter. There's a force, name it what you want, satanic, Luciferian, evil. It has an agenda. Those aligned with this force, knowingly and some unknowingly, who are fulfilling that agenda. You know, this dark force and their agenda has infiltrated leaders, you know, in religious, business, political institutions, which have been compromised. Your leadership on Earth has been infiltrated, corrupted. Most have become double-speaking puppets. This includes your lamestream media, your schools, colleges, et cetera, all part of a social engineering program instigated by some very dark forces. We have all been socially engineered to one degree or another. You know, the bottom line is we have to figure out, you know, there's a lie in belief. Always remember that. There's always a lie in belief. How did you get your beliefs? You know, where did your information come from? Who's providing that information? Have they been truthful? Have they been truthful in the past? You know, if they haven't, why do we keep listening to them? You know, we have to make, you know, really make some strong decisions on here on who we're going to be listening to and who we're going to allow to form our beliefs. So anyway, you know, I'm going through this whole thing. You know, the bottom line is that, you know, we need to get back into that Buddha mind, that fresh mind, and look at this without an agenda and get away from the Republican, the Democrat, everything, and look at universal law. Look who's abiding by universal law and who's not, and go by that, basically. So there is a great awakening. The masks are all coming down. Eventually, people will see the true motives of their leadership. The latest riots are a direct result of social engineering. It was all planned and orchestrated at the top by some very sinister forces. All the money in each organization that promotes separation, division, and violence. You know, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Move On, all these organizations that are there to create division between cultures, destroy the family unit, et cetera, are all funded by the same people. Even the gender wars, which includes tainting your food and water with gender-bending chemicals, is part of the plan. This is all part of a plan. It's all being orchestrated, and people are being participants in this and don't even know. It's sad, you know. Now, here's a shocker. If you believe you're righteous in your actions that create separation, division, or harm to another, George Soros is the main funder of the majority of these organizations. In his own words, Soros said, taking down America will be my greatest achievement. You know, this is the last vestige of freedom. You know, this is the last vestige of self-governance. You know, and that's why it's such a threat. You know, you need to start paying attention to that anyway. So, you go, you know, he said, taking down will be my greatest achievement. Now, this is what he also said. And if people heard this, they would figure it out right away. You know, he also said, you know, first it will start with the blacks. This is his own words, because they're easily controlled and manipulated. This is the guy that's funding all of this stuff, all of this aggression, all this violence and everything else, and this agenda to take down America. Look at what he thinks about the people that are doing his bidding. You know, right here, you know, he said, first it will start with the blacks because they're easily controlled and manipulated. Are you easily controlled and manipulated? Apparently, you know, according to him, you know, he thinks you are. Maybe it's time to step out of that program. Okay, so not to mention, you know, the leaders of these organizations are well paid by Soros, who is laughing while they attack, destroy, and kill their own people or get killed themselves. So there's no allegiance. There's no to you. There's only allegiance to his agenda. So, you know, pay attention now. Now, there's people suffering the most, live in poor neighborhoods, barely getting by. You know, there's no logic to this. The Soros-sponsored orchestrated Mexican and Latin American march to crash the borders and collapse America's infrastructure failed. You know, much to the anger of the complicit lamestream press. You know, the impeachment effort failed. The mainstream media telling one lie after another with extreme bias failed. Their next step is to activate Antifa and Black Lives Matter groups into the protests and create violence. You know, then they will activate the Soros bot and pay for politicians and governors to open the door to destroying the White House by removing the police, National Guard, and all military. This is another fail. You know, it's not going to work. You know, they aren't buying it. And so with their socially engineered groups, mainstream media will spin the violence, destruction, even murder to look like it's a good thing done by very good people. You know, it's like, seriously, you know, it's like, pay attention to this. The mottos of the global elite are keep them poor, dumb, and sick. Think about that. You know, control the narrative, keep them dumb, poor, and sick. The Democratic Party was the party of the Ku Klux Klan and have a horrific history of voting against equal rights, women's rights as well, They claim to be champions for African Americans, Mexicans, and women, most which support them in ignorance. Come on, you know, Candace Owens, listen to her. You know, she lays this all out. A lot of other people are laying this out. You know, it's time to take the red pill. You know, get out, get off the plantation. You know, so there's social engineered plantation where poverty, disease, and lack of education is rampant, fits into the global elites. Keep them dumb, sick, poor agenda. Doesn't matter whether you're black, brown, yellow, red, you're all expendable pawns in their agenda unless you wake up. We have to wake up. You know, do your own research, know your history, and know their agenda. That's the only way you can get out of this. You know, have you seen the Lincoln Memorial? My God, they totally destroyed it, you know? And, you know, what's next? You know, Martin Luther King statues or Nelson Mandela? It's like, come on, guys, pay attention to what's really going on. It's destroy America, basically, you know. So I think I skipped the page. Wait a second. This is really weird. I got a wrong page. Anyway, they got out of order somehow. I don't know how they, but they talk about this social engineering program. You know, why does the social engineering platform, you know, hate Trump? Think about this. Why do the corrupt politicians hate Trump? We know they're corrupt. Come on, it's obvious. They're living in multi-billion dollar mansions, you know. Why do the drug cartels and child traffickers hate Trump? Why does Soros, who is sponsoring all this division, hate, and violence, hate Trump and America? You know, these are questions we need to ask. Why? Why is there so much venom, you know, and anger and towards Trump? He's standing in front of them. You know, he's blocking this agenda, this global dominance program anyway. So because America, despite its problems in the last, you know, America's the last holdout, basically. It's the last stand against global dominance and controlled by the global elite. These socialist and Marxist movements, pushed by politicians in complete ignorance of the past history of these movements and forms of government, are anti-American and will eventually lead to total dominance and control, anarchism followed by tyranny. You know, self-governing, sovereignty, empowering the individual, healing, ending poverty. These are all threats to the global elite. They want to centralize all the power and wealth in the hands of a few, disarm the people, keep you in abject poverty, ignorant, divided, distracted, and easily controllable. That's what the whole game is. That's what the media is all about. Keep you distracted, keep you divided. For God's sake, don't let you come together and work together and create peace and harmony on the planet. You know, that's a direct threat. So anyway, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all are not their goals. In fact, their goals are quite the opposite. They employ evil genius, social engineering, doublespeak, and the lamestream media, fake news, to spin and reach their goals. So again, I want to say, you know, like, America isn't perfect. There are public, you know, politicians on both sides that are following the global elite, and we need to get behind the ones that are actually bringing this information out and working for the people. You know, you need to do your own research and get educated on who is who, and watch out for all the doublespeak, because there's a lot of that going on. Anyway, the big question I have to ask is, which George are you marching for? You know, Floyd or Soros? You know, because, you know, if you're marching for Floyd, you know, you want to put an end to the violence. If you're marching for Soros, you want to perpetuate the violence. You want to take down America. And that's what we need to make that decision, you know. And most even know they're marching for Soros and company. Unless they're getting paid, then they know it. You know, a lot of people are just being used. You know, while it was an atrocity what happened to George Floyd, you know, his murders were used as a platform to further divide the people, launch the riots, and orchestrate the plan to take down America. It's called social engineering, manipulating the masses to turn against the very people working on their behalf. So let's say it's successful, you know, taking down America, collapsing into anarchy, no police, no National Guard, no military. Tear it all down, burn it to the ground. You know, where will your food come from? Your water. Talk about eco-terrorism. You know, the air, the land, and the water will be toxic, you know, if they have their way. You know, how will you heat your homes? What happens come winter, you know, if the system's gone, you know, the infrastructure's gone? How, you know, a lot of states are not going to fare well without heat. You know, they get pretty frigid during winter. You know, you need to ask these questions. You know, will you even have a home if they have their way? Will you even have a home? You may not. You know, how will you travel with no infrastructure, organization, transportation? Where will the food come from? You know, what happens to restaurants, gas stations, markets? You know, the very infrastructure people depend on to survive. You know, yeah, it was fun getting together, expressing anger, trashing cities and communities, raging on everyone, innocent or not. But what happens when the rage dies out and you're left with the memories and the karma of what you did? You know, just think about this. What happens when you finally realize you were useful as an expendable pawn, you know, in the chess game of the global elite? And what you thought you're doing for the greater good was actually for a very ugly scenario, you know. It's like, and most important is what happens when you find out your enemy was the very people trying to save you, free you, educate you, awaken you, empower you in the tyranny, you know. When you're gonna end the tyranny that's kept you sick, poor, and ignorant, basically. You know, you find out you're working against yourself, basically. So the curtain is coming down. Universal law will prevail. The masks of the manipulators, the double speakers are coming off. Universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for all will be the foundation for the new America. And that is destiny. And it's, you know, it's up to us as to how soon we fulfill that destiny. The heavens are waiting to embrace us all of us. And I want to ask you, why do you think the slogan of the White Hats is "Where we go one, we go all"? It's colorblind. There's no color. There's no culture. There's no race. It's like service to the whole. We're all in this together. And we have to realize which side of the fence we're on right now. So that's why I brought this broadcast out. Like, nothing we're being told is true. You know, this lamestream media, this fake news, is getting so bad. You know, they have this feigned outrage at all these things. They make stuff up. They do their feigned outrage, and usually what they make up is a lie anyway. And they never apologize. They never do a retraction. And come on, I mean, how long can they get away with this? So, you know, how long are they going to use people, you know, in this social engineering program? I mean, how many people are going to continue with this program and never wake up? There will be some people that will never figure it out. And they'll take it to the very end, you know, until they find out they're being used, you know, and they'll probably take it to their own demise if that's where they need to take it. You know, when is forgiveness going to pop in and say, hey, you know what, I want to do something better. I want to direct my energies to creating a better future, you know, for myself, my family, and others, and my fellow man. You know, when is that going to kick in? You know, it's kicking in now. And there is a higher force. And so I wanted to go through that and just talk about, those are my thoughts on just observing this. And again, a lot of people are going to get angry at this. I know that, you know, I'll get daggers, you know, I'll get nasty grams, you know, I'll get all that stuff for talking about that. And again, I want to tell you, I'm not a Democrat and I'm not a Republican either. And I talk about the multicultural grandmothers, I think would be the best leadership. And, you know, grandmothers would sit us down and say, hey, deal with your hate. Deal with your anger, deal with your trauma, you know, come on, let's heal this. Let's sit down and heal this. You know, let's not pass the potato and keep pushing this over and over again. That's how they would deal with this. And that's why I'm saying we need a council of grandmothers to look at this with loving compassion, but with tough love. And that's where we need to go with this. And people need to like back up, you know, with brutal honesty and take a good look at their belief system and themselves and where they're taking this. You know, rage is rage, you know, violence is violence. You know, it's like the only time for violence is somebody is coming at you, you know, with a violent intent, you know, with a weapon or something. Yeah, well, you have the right to defend yourself. And I'm all for that, you know, and I think people, that's where things are going. People are going to say, I'm not taking this anymore. I'm not going to let my world get taken down, and I'm not going to go into Thunderdome, you know, which is where they want to take us. But anyway, I wanted to go and cover that. Also on the show, we're going to see if we can work this out and get some questions from the audience. I've got a couple questions that I can answer. And
How serious is this quarantine? A lot of us are experiencing heavy energies.
Okay, so that was how serious is this quarantine? Everybody's experiencing heavy energies. A lot of the heavy energies you're experiencing are quite interesting. We're going into a full moon right now. There's some intense energies coming in. The higher dimensional beings are pressing their energy in. It's pushing everything up to the surface. The chaos is part of that healing process. And it is heavy right now. And I have a lot of people that are psychic, and they're very sensitive. They're very empathic. And they're going, what is going on? They're just getting overwhelmed. And, you know, we have to just keep clearing ourselves and doing clearing for others and clearing for the planet and hold that focus, hold that frequency of love and joy and bliss as much as you can, and speak your truth without fear and live by universal law. So, you know, the more we live according to universal law, you can really see clearly what is outside of universal law. And these other tyrants and all these hidden agendas and everything they're doing are completely opposite of universal law.
What are the Pleiadians saying? Are they ready to rock yet?
Are the Pleiadians ready to rock? They have been rocking. They work differently. And so they're not here to do everything for us. But they are working energetically by changing the frequencies and raising the frequencies. And they work with natural flows and natural cycles. They work in our dream state. And they're always inspiring us to rise to the occasion, to focus on our higher nature and make our own personal connection with source, greater, great, whatever you want to call it, great spirit. So they're working very diligently in helping us to rise to the occasion and, you know, make our own connection with source, basically.
Do you think at this point in time that our 5D higher selves, future selves, are integrating into our physical vessels more to complete our starseed missions?
Yeah, our 5D bodies are actually pressing in. You know, there's everybody's worried about this invasion. It already happened, and it's called incarnation. So all of us, there's so many people right now on the planet, especially those listening to this broadcast or tuned into this, are star seeds. You know, they come from other systems. They come from the Pleiades, the Orion Council of Light, the Andromedans, the there's some Arcturians. There's so many groups out there. I can't name them all. But, you know, a lot of people I've noticed in the clearing work we do have no past lives. When we go into their sessions, all of a sudden there's no past lives. And they're direct incarnations from these other extremely advanced systems. And they're here to bring that information, that consciousness and energy with them of what it means to live as an advanced civilization, you know, that's free of all the poverty and the separation games and everything else. So, you know, the veils are coming down. All this stuff is being pushed up because of this big influx of energy. It gets really heavy. There's going to be cycles where a big wave will come through. It's going to push everything up, and then it'll be light for a little while and you'll be cruising, and then another wave will come in and push everything up again. So we're going through, it's kind of like a spiral evolution with continuing cycles of chaos until it's done, until the tyrants are done. You know, the good news is the some of these other darker forces, some of the negative reptilians, these other guys, they're not frequency specific to this process, and a lot of them are leaving. They're almost gone now. They can't stand the energies that are coming in. So pretty soon we'll be free. And I want people to realize there's so much inhumanity on the planet right now and in the past is because there's been so much non-human interference. And that non-human interference cares nothing for you, your family, humanity, creation, the earth itself. They have no care whatsoever. We're just commodity to them, and they are the ones actually running the show through these tyrants, you know, that we're seeing, you know, come forward today with their agendas.
Do you think that the next false flag is an alien invasion? What's your thoughts?
I heard that story. You know, the head of Lockheed said we could take ET home. That was quite a while ago, and he was killed shortly after. We have that technology. We have our own space fleet. And there's divisions within those organizations that have that technology. I believe the beneficial ones, the very spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, are actually interfacing with ours eventually these other groups are going to be pushed out, are going to have to transform. And I don't think it'll get to that. I think there's enough people that are awake and are going to realize, you know, that it's just not going to work. They might try to pull something off with the Project Blue Beam, which is just holograms, or they might engage some of their ships. You know, they have their ships too, the Dark Arts. But I think eventually the white hats and the people on the light side, you know, the energy behind them, it's the energy to heal and move forward and bring out these incredible technologies is what's pushing all this other stuff up. So the force is with them, you know, they're going to get it. They're going to get through it.
What is going on with 4th of July? What's happening with conference?
Oh, 4th of July conference. We've extended the conference to July 23rd right now. Not due to the COVID, you know, and all these other things. I really don't think that's a threat. There hasn't even been a new case in Washington right now of it. You know, the bell curve went down and crashed back in April. So why are they still, you know, perpetuating this lockdown and all this? That's a whole nother agenda going on. It has nothing to do with this virus. And I know the sheriff out here has been very, very clear about that. I will, you know, enforce the Constitution. I'm not going to enforce anything that's unconstitutional. So I think all the sheriffs need to band together and just say enough's enough. You know, we're going to bring forward the Constitution and enforce it. And all these other agendas and people that have sold out need to go somewhere else or do something else or go to another country, whatever they need. That's a good thing about America. You can always leave, you know, some countries you can't, you know, but if you don't like what's going on here, try another country and see how things work out there. You know, go to Korea or Venezuela or some of these other countries and check it out. You know, you'll come back to America and go, oh my God, I love this place.
Linda Holt wants to know if there's any new medical technology stuff coming out.
Yeah, new medical technology. We here have some coming. We have some new things coming here at ESETI. We have the potential to bring some pretty amazing technologies. Right now, we're in the process. Some of it we'll have here, and some of it will be in other places where the scientists that created these things, you know, along with some other higher dimensional intervention, they will be building these massive centers, healing centers. And I don't know if I can talk about that right now. Let me get the okay, because I don't want to step on any toes. But the technology and the devices and a lot of this stuff is all, a lot of it's already built, a lot of it's being installed, and a lot of these places are coming together. And hopefully I'll be able to talk more about that real soon, but I don't, you know, I don't want to create any problems with this. I want them to launch when they want to launch and have this technology, you know, and get it out there without being, you know, these other companies that have suppressed, you know, all these healing technologies and are perpetuating these other modalities that are actually making people sick and ill. They got to go out, and this is all going to be exposed, and they are going to be taken out, and then the other ones are going to come forward. So, you know, be patient. I know I've known of these technologies for 30 years, you know, and I've tried to get them out, even the free energy out, and I've had death threats, and the inventors had their families threatened and their labs blown up and everything else. So it's a matter of the people rising up and taking their power back and demanding that these technologies come forward. They're here, they're on the planet, and we need to create a safe space for them to come out.
Cappy wants to know, how does one find out if they're star seeds?
Usually if you're asking that question, you probably are. You know, if you're in this chat room, you probably are a star seed, you know. But, you know, the bottom line, we're all star seeds. You know, I hear all these stories, you know, indigo kids, this kid, you know, rainbow kid, whatever. This, it's kind of a limitation, because in the truth of the matter, we came from source. Our soul came from the source, and our soul knows no color. We transcended all culture and religious boundaries on a soul level, and that's who we really are. And so we need to start seeing each other as of the same family. You know, we're the family of Creator, whatever name you want to give it, and we're all one family. Versus me, you know, we need to honor the diversity. It wouldn't be there if Creator didn't want it. You know, so I mean, I don't I don't worship a little old man with a beard, you know, with a sword and a Bible. You know, I see the creator in all creation. It's multidimensional. It's the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness. And when you understand that, we're all family, and there's no division anymore. There's no, you know, why would you hurt, you know, if everything is one, why would you hurt somebody? It would just come back to you. You know, so you're harming yourself basically in the big picture. But once you understand this, all this other stuff goes away.
The people want to know if you'll be open in July just for Skywatch, or is there a planned date for opening?
I think we're going to open in the next week or so. That's what we're shooting for. And you know, we'll probably have to play some of the games. Well, social distance, you know, there's 70 acres here. It's very easy to social distance. So, and we'll just put the chairs a little further apart, and whatever happens after that, it's up to you. When the lights go out and it gets dark, it's not our problem.
Another question is, who in fact are the dark forces?
Interesting. Got a squirrel up here eating our roof. But squirrels are it. They're demons. No, I'm just kidding. The dark forces, God, where do you go with that? There's so many levels to these forces. There's not just one force. And so you've got, you know, on the earth, you have these satanic Luciferian groups, and they're the guys involved in the total dominance, control, and power things, you know, and stuff like that. They even do child sacrifice. It's really ugly. That's all going to come out. You're going to have to look at that and deal with that. It's a very ugly system. They do their rituals to bring in other forces, unseen influences, negative influences, and those can be reptilians. They can be grays, negative grays. They can be these serpent beings that come in, just totally misfigured astral beings, what people call demons. There's so many different levels to these dark forces, and that people that are outside of universal law and they're trying to bring these energies into control and dominate others or for fame and fortune or whatever, which is what comes with a lot of it. Those are the people that are calling in. Those are the beings are calling in. So I think it's much more expanded than we think. I've seen a lot of these forces. I've had to deal with these forces, and the light always wins. You know, you might get your butt kicked on the way a little bit, but eventually, if you stay on the path and focus on love and joy and bliss and calling in the higher dimensional beings and learning a few tools on how to heal unseen negative influences and how to create sacred space, you know, you'll prevail.
Someone is asking if you have a choice to reincarnate or not.
Do I have a host? Do they have a choice?
Is anyone?
Not here. I'm not coming back here. No. I don't know. I was given a choice whether I wanted to leave, and I decided not to. I wanted to see this through, but it's quite interesting. Choice, we choose to come in. We choose our family. We choose our environment. We choose everything. And we make that choice often from a very highly evolved state. And it looks simple. You go, I can do that. You know, I'll just jump in, you know, doesn't matter. Alcoholic father, you know, psycho mother, you know, I'll jump right in. No problem. I can do that, you know, and everything. Then you get in here and you incarnate, and all of a sudden you have to deal with the emotions and those energies and all that dysfunction, and you get lost and you forget who you are. And so a lot of us just jumped right in, and we thought we could just overcome this. It's a cakewalk because we came in from a very high level. And we were surprised to see how dense it is and how hard it is to break free of that and not take it personally, you know, all these things that happen. So I think we choose. My thing is I chose to come in to help. You know, I know that for a fact. And it's kind of interesting. I look at all my lifetimes and I have to ask that same question, you know, because I've done everything. You know, I've been a road band, and I was a Viking. I hacked off heads. You know, I was totally tormented by that lifetime because my family was killed, and it turned me into like a vicious warrior. And I had to heal that part and bring back the warrior part that was fearless and use the good aspects of that. You know, I was a road bandit. I had a woman in every cantina. I was making a lot of money. I was robbing the rich and spreading the wealth out, you know, so, but I got hung in that lifetime, you know, So I can't wear ties and I can't eat cilantro. It gets me. A lot of our allergies come from past life. You know, you might have been thrown to the lion, so you're allergic to cats, things like that. But I've had a lot of lives with yogis and lamas and a lot of off-world lives as well. I have full memory of them. And so I have to ask myself, you know, if there's no time, why did I become a road bandit? Why did I become this Viking warrior? You know, why? And I thought about this nasty trick we play on ourselves. We incarnate to totally lose ourselves to see if we can find our way back home. Or I don't know what it is. But we like to challenge, you know, gods don't do boring things, nor do goddesses, you know. So we like to challenge ourselves. And that's the only thing that makes sense to me. And, you know, it's vibrant, that energy of those lives. There was really vibrant lives. And you know, we gained a lot of wisdom in those lives, but we also got traumatized at the same time. So we have to release the past and heal the trauma and gain the wisdom and go forward. The thing is, I would never know those lives if I hadn't been them. I would never know how to help somebody that's gone through that trauma unless I've experienced that trauma. So it's all about gaining wisdom through experience and being of service. That's my understanding of it.
Someone wants to know, what is the Jasara Nasara monetary reset that is being discussed?
You know, a lot of that's been discussed since the 70s. And we've been getting that, you know, your package in the mail, you know, this is going to happen, you know, this bond, you'll be able to check in and do it. And I'm not saying it's not real, but I've always said you've totally underestimated the dark side. You know, they're not going to let go that easily. And then I saw a lot of greed behind these movements too, unfortunately, because I saw people, oh, I'm going to get $1 billion, you know, and I'm going to do this and all this other stuff, you know, and they're talking about, I'm going to get all this money and everything. They're supposed to be humanitarians and they're supposed to be spiritual and everything. And then first thing they do is they're going to buy, you know, some fancy car or giant boat or an island and it's all about them. It's not about helping humanity. So I always say, wait a second, you know, like if this money is going to be released and it has a spiritual foundation behind it, shouldn't it be used for humanitarian reasons, you know? And my understanding is that, you know, I always say if vegetarians eat vegetables, what do humanitarians eat? Because I've run across a lot of humanitarians and they will eat you alive. I mean, so just be careful. I think it's so important, the intent. I think when our consciousness is right, the abundance will come. It'll come in many different ways. And so, you know, don't quit your day job until that happens.
Why won't the UFO community come together and let the humans know what is going on and how to start fixing it? What's at stake? How do we fix it?
Wow, that one's a good one. I mean, that's one of my favorite topics, although I hate going there. But unfortunately, the UFO community has been very infiltrated. And it's infiltrated by shills, you know, government organizations, people with ties to New World Order folks, you know, that group. And also a lot of egos, you know, just extreme egos in it. And that's killing. That's killing the forward progression. You really think about over 60 years, we knew since Roswell, 60 plus years, that they're real. Back in the 30s, we're having contact and ships and Germans are back engineering things and stuff like that. You know, where's it gone? Where's it gone since then? We're still trying to prove UFOs exist. And there's been some back engineering going on. You know, it's like, you know, they're here. They've always been here. They've been here throughout history. You know, the spiritually and technologically advanced ones are connected with the spiritually advanced humans. And that's where you want to go. There's a lot of groups that want to shut down the spiritual side of things and the more expanded consciousness. And they want to keep that down to a bare minimum and they keep everything nuts and bolts or in the past or far, far away. And they tell the same stories for 60 years. And you go, my God, when are we going to go forward with this? But the real disclosure is going to come from the skies. I mean, and when the time is right, they're going to appear and everybody's going to see them. And they have their rules. They have universal law. They can't trespass. But they also serve creation. And if things get too wonky, they have to step in every once in a while and help out and redirect things. But, you know, they're here for whoever wants to connect with them. And all you need is an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And don't wait for somebody else to tell you that's okay. You know, don't go to somebody else to have your own personal contact. It happens within. It's a spiritual thing. Do you, you know, contact comes with enlightenment when you focus on your own healing and clearing the wounds and traumas and wrong conditions of past experience, and you rise to that occasion, you rise in frequency, you're going to be contacted. And that's how it happens. And all this other stuff is a distraction. I hate to say it, but it is good for public acclimation, get it out there. But a lot of people are actually inhibiting the movement of disclosure. They're actually working against it. That's why I'm censored out of almost all the major groups, because they've been usurped by these other forces I was talking about earlier. And it's all about the money, you know, for them. It's all about, you know, name recognition and things like that. Even though a lot of those name recognition things going on, if you knew the names these people are connected to, you would go, oh my God, you know, the same people that are controlling this narrative have strong ties to the Illuminati folks and folks that are dealing with these energies that I was talking about earlier, the satanic Luciferian energies are controlling the narrative, and that's being blown open wide right now. There's a lot of people exposing that right now and saying, look, let's get on with it. Enough's enough. And there's several of us that are out there doing it, and we're being attacked viciously by the posers, you know, the people that they want to continue with this controlled narrative.
What is going on with all the rescued children?
You know, that's a good question as far as all the rescued children from the underground facilities and other things. I have looked into that. I have remote viewer friends that have looked into that. We've gone into these underground facilities and they're empty. They're all the cages are there and everything, but they're empty. There is a lot of work going on. A lot of, I mean, literally thousands of kids have been rescued. Where they are and how they're rehabilitating and things like that, I haven't looked into. I don't know if I want to talk about it, because the guys that did the dirty deeds will probably try to find them again and shut them up. So I'm not sure about that one. I need to check into that, but I haven't checked into it, that specific issue. But that is a good one. I'll task that out to some of my remote viewing friends, and I'll look at it myself and see what I can find out. But it's very sad. It's such a dark picture. I don't even want to go there, and I don't want to expose other people to it, but we need to know who these people are. And it's the same people behind all these riots and all these other things that are going on right now. It's the same people that are behind all the pedophiles and the missing children and all the other nonsense that's going on.
When are you going to have Bigfoot on as a guest?
Yeah, we just had a visit from Bigfoot recently, DeLockey, the younger one. That may happen. I want to start my Bigfoot basketball team. That's probably in the works. But, you know, these beings are extremely sensitive. They're very sensitive. They're very loving, very compassionate. They have a hard time being around us and our energies, and they don't want to be exploited. And they just want to, you know, they're their own nation. You know, they want to live in peace, and they're part of the nature, height of the nature kingdom. So, you know, I if we get enough people with their act together, maybe they'll come down and shoot some hoops with us. I don't know, but it's all about consciousness, you know, and you're not going to find them if you go out trying to find them. You know, they know you're coming. They're extremely sensitive. They can jump, phase out, you know, disappear. If you don't have the right consciousness, you're not going to, all these movies, forget it. It's all about consciousness if you're going to have an experience.
We want to thank everyone for the super chats, Human Being, Rhonda Gray Dard, and Cloaked Unseen World.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, I guess we have to wrap it up. We hit the end of the hour. So I want to thank everybody in the super chats. We tried to answer a lot of your questions. I know there's a lot more. Send this show out. Pass it far and wide. You know, help educate your friends and family. You know, you'll piss off some of your relatives and friends after they hear this, but it's good to trigger it and bring it up, and it will start them thinking. But anyway, keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and get really clear about your come from. Are you coming from the heart? Are you part of the solution, or are you part of the problem? You know, that's the bottom line. But it's time for us all to start loving each other, loving the planet, being kind to each other and the planet, and stop being deceived by those that'll prey upon your emotions, your old wounds and traumas, and your past, basically. It's time to release the past. Anyway, have a great evening. Love all of you guys. Hang out. I don't care what color you are, what belief you are. It doesn't matter to me. You're all part of creation, and that's the way I see you. Good night.